This is a question we have received. I found it mostly easy to be in my bubble of contentment. Client flow continues to grow beautifully as I do my meditations. The weather is glorious and suits my mood. I love my walks with my beloved. Generally, I move on by without paying much attention to anything that doesn't feel expansive. However, the one thing that snags at my attention are people on social media sharing information that could be loosely labeled as conspiracy theory. I can see they are asking important questions about our freedoms and the flow of power. I value that. However, I find it uncomfortable when they make leaps of judgment about another's intentions and paint a dystopian picture of big structures wanting to control the masses. I don't enjoy the fear and anger I notice from them, which seems to accompany this. I might judge them for being stupid or not showing more discernment in their choice of facts. I might judge them about not noticing their own individual power in all these horror movie scenarios and how that power is sovereign beyond what another can attempt to do. I feel compassion as well, as I used to have my own unique horror movie that I was victim to many years ago. I only recognize my power now because of dealing with the ghosts of what could harm me in a similar way. I am struggling to not get caught in rubbernecking every so often, like it's a car crash on the road. It distracts me from where I want to spend my time. Any comments on moving on to this next level of freedom? There are two things that we see very clearly in your question. First is this idea of a next level of freedom. There is no next level. We understand what you're saying, but freedom is unconditional. Your willingness to experience it, you can classify into levels if you want. We understand that's really more of a turn of a phrase, but it does indicate something that puts you sort of right there with the conspiracy theorists. And that is that someone else is doing something and you are responding to it and you want more freedom rather than the response. That only happens in the present moment. It would be a really good idea to not classify all of these things together and catalog them into a single idea or even a range of ideas, but just really rather say what is really true. I didn't like it when they said that. There can be times when people say perfectly wonderful, delightful, delicious things that just on the surface should really make your heart sing, that irritate the hell out of you. And there can be times when people say rambunctious and rowdy things that are seemingly rather intellectually dishonest or just really kind of stupid, that feel delicious, because it's not what they're doing ever. It's where you go with what you have. It's not that you summoned these people, and you're not saying that, but we want to just make it very clear. It's not that you miscreated or mismanifested these people. That's not the issue. It's what you do with where you notice you are. You turn your attention in the direction of what feels better. It might be a good idea to perhaps just unfriend or unfollow or whatever the term of art is, so that you can be in the social media if that is what you wish, but not interact with all of the people who are concerned about what they feel is their own lack of power. And that's all that's happening, is these people are demonstrating their feeling of powerlessness and the sense that they have, which is actually quite real, that someone is telling them what to do, because someone is telling them what to do. Now, the idea here is that it's to your benefit, and we're not here to say that is true or not true, because we don't see any of this the way it's all framed, which is part of the reason we wanted to be having these continuing conversations about this topic, because we understand it's seen as a global event. It's seen where governments are responding and reacting. Some are doing well, some are doing badly. according to whomever is analyzing the story and whatever the particular, for many people do this for their particular political bent. But that's not what's really happening at all. You're just having a deeply personal experience. And these people are here to help you. And that may be the first place to start. Everyone everywhere is indeed and in fact here to help you. You may not like what it is that they're doing, but the fact that you don't like it is helpful. It gives you an opportunity to make some choices about where you put your attention as you go forward. We also would really recommend, this is the second thing that we noticed, it is the first sentence, that you find it mostly easy to be in my bubble of contentment. You're not in a bubble of contentment. Unless you consider the entirety of the billions of stars a bubble. There's no bubble here. And when you say, I'm in a bubble, you are automatically setting up I versus other. So it makes sense that sort of the conspiracy theory zombies would be after your brain. And that's a huge exaggeration from what you're saying. But the bubble of contentment is like a bubble of safety. It's like a bubble of prosperity. It's like a bubble of love. It's not a bubble. If you're experiencing contentment, it's actually spreading out in all directions. You just don't necessarily see it. But we don't recommend you protect yourself from discontentment by maintaining a bubble of contentment, because that gives you more opportunities to have people tell you about why you should not be content, or for things to happen, or for events to occur, so that you can further establish the boundaries of the bubble. It may seem like we're going a little bit overboard on this, but this is the reason, by the way, that these people are talking to you about this stuff. These things are going hand in hand. All you have to do, you don't really have to do anything, but you could do. The only thing, really simple, is just remember a couple of things. First of all, freedom is unconditional. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. It doesn't matter what anyone else does. It doesn't matter what they tell you to do. You're not obligated to follow instructions. You may have consequences on a physical level for not doing so. But if you're willing to have the consequences, whatever you think they are, and sometimes you know what they are and sometimes you don't know what they are, the freedom is established. You can constrain your freedom by telling yourself, well, I'm going to do this because I must. For example, I must maintain a happy demeanor, so I will rest in this bubble of contentment. Or I will walk with my beloved, or I will notice the beautiful weather. If you're doing it out of the desire to have more, because that's what you need to do to get more, that's all going to stretch out, and it's going to get further and further away. But when you're just simply walking with your beloved because it feels better in the walking, or when you're observing the sky and the clouds and feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin and enjoying the warmth in the sky and the clouds, in the enjoying of it, that's beautiful. It's wonderful. But don't do it. And we know you had to construct this email and give us a narrative in order to be able to present a question. So we know we're exaggerating a lot of what's going on here. But the freedom is unconditional. There's no next level. You're just simply having more of it, not because you're getting better at it, but because you're an unconditional being of light, and freedom is freedoming more into freedom, like love falls in love with itself. Freedom is becoming more freedom. And the fact that you see contrast to that freedom, externalized into other people and their thoughts that they are expressing from within themselves, could tell you that you are feeling, in fact, an expansion of this unconditional freedom, because the contrast to it is getting really obvious. And as we've discussed before, you've heard us talk about this, when you externalize something and you get someone else to say it for you, you really know something is really changing, because they would not be saying what they are saying. You would not be hearing what they are saying if it was not helpful. And we would say that the helpful part, and we could be very wrong, it's, you're the only one who knows, but that the helpful part is that they are reminding you of the unconditional nature of freedom. That freedom is not about being told what to do, or rather not being told what to do. Freedom is about not being in jail. Freedom is possible in jail. It's possible while being told what to do. We're not saying that's preferable, or that that's what you should want or embrace. We're just saying that if you're trying to resist something, freedom gets further and further and further away. But when you are willing to let things be what they are, in other words, give other events, situations, and people the freedom to be who they are, even when you don't like it, even when you believe it impinges upon your freedom, then the freedom that is natural and organic to you will arise even more so, and the situation will shift and change. But you're also free to just tell people, thought off. You're also free to just say, I'm not interested in this. And you're also free to press unfollow or unfriend or delete or cancel or whatever the button it is that feels better in the pressing, or just read on through. The last thing we'll say, though, is you're not in a bubble of contentment. You are experiencing and expressing contentment that is flowing through you and reaching out to all sorts of people that you've never met and will never meet, and it's a blessing to them. It is not a bubble. It is just simply something you are channeling as you move through your day, and you are enjoying your walks with your beloved and the warmth of the weather and the clouds in the sky and all the places you are and where you go and what you do. So, we thank you for this very delicious and very powerful question. Very wonderful and very delightful indeed.